Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame. We're very glad you're here with us because we got our good friend Jim Cantarucci here. Jim's a 13-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an expert in management and leadership. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, and he's here to talk to us about something that's very important, especially in the 21st century, especially in the as we head in toward the third decade of the 21st century. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
So we've heard a lot about purpose marketing over the years, over the last 10 or 15 years. Purpose marketing, which is where you part of your process of going into market is based on something that's greater than you, some cause, some people call it cause marketing, that kind of thing. And you've got some folks who you've been following some folks who've done some research on the purpose formula, haven't you?
Yeah, I really started to research it around my own company and my own offerings, Jim, and wanted to explore this and learn more about it. And, you know, when we think about purpose marketing, you think about, you know, maybe what Dove Soap is doing about the women's movement or, you know, Apple is doing, we see it in their advertisement. So I wanted to explore it a little bit. And some friends of mine, a friend of mine named Barry Chandler here in Columbus, Ohio, has a company called Storyforge. And he works with companies to help them find that and build that story. And that's what was interesting to me is that actual story that we could tell that talks about what we're doing and why we're doing it. Some of the stats that Barry provides, only 20% of companies worldwide are seen to positively impact people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
50,000 brands over a 10-year period, the top 50 were pursuing a purpose ahead of profit mindset, creating increased shareholder value as a result. And these same brands outperformed the S&P 500 by 400%. So there's some financials behind it as well that say that at least identifying what that purpose is and sharing that with your customer base can help from the standpoint of your revenues and your bottom line. So it's worth looking at.
And I completely agree with this notion, with this research. The one thing that I will push, I'm not going to push back on, but I do think we should discuss a little bit, is to be sure, see, some of these companies, when they look at their array of purposes that they're involved in, that they count as part of their array of purposes, some of them are political.
Sure.
Some of them are ideological. For example, some of them will use climate change. You and I are talking about this off the air. Some of them will use climate change as part of their purpose. Well, it depends on how they approach that, right, to me, because, as you know, half of America thinks one thing about climate change, half of America thinks another thing about climate change. So you kind of have, to me, you kind of have to be careful about, so if I were a business focusing on this, I would be careful about how I self-describe my purpose. What do you think about that? You see my point?
I see your point completely, and I agree completely. It's everybody's personal choice. You might say, well, let's eliminate the half of the market that disagrees with me because mm-hmm. it's not fun working with them. That's okay if that's what you want to do. None of my clients know my political, religious, you know, all of that.
And when I say political, I don't mean Republican or Democrat. I mean political issues, political
issues. It could be cause-oriented or issue-oriented,
yeah.
Exactly. But, yeah, that could be divisive. So I think your watchword is you have to be very, very careful around that. When I bring this in-house for me, I'm thinking more from a purpose standpoint of the problem I'm trying to solve and why that's a good thing to solve it, if that makes
mm-hmm.
sense, as opposed to
Just doing it because it's business.
Just the do-gooder piece of this,
right.
And I want credit for that, So right. You'll buy my thing because I helped you. You know, it's subtle, but it makes a big difference in how you think about this.
Mm-hmm.
I think understanding our purpose and then articulating it is the key message here for us this morning.
Right.
Making up a purpose or trying to align yourself with an issue or someone else's purpose can be very dangerous because it's inauthentic.
That's exactly
and
right.
That's
Jim, I need your
you
website,
bring
please.
Your marketplace.
I need your website.
JimCantarucci.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about purpose, the purpose formula, how to develop your own purpose formula for your small business. It's an important thing right these days, folks. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.